Hey guys, welcome back to the Small Time Critics podcast. I am one third of the Small Time Critics. My name is Mo.
Kip.
Mohammed Haji.
We still got Lowry in the building.
Everyone, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you.
And if you didn't know, it's everything, Lowry.
Everything.
Not just Lowry, it's just everything.
He does it all.
Yeah,
he does it all.
He does it all. Yeah, man. Now, check him out, seriously, man. Amazing channels. But yeah, we are here for the Book of Clarence review. Excuse me. The Book of Clarence, directed by James Samuel. Starring Lakeith Stanfield.
Star-studded.
It was unexpected.
Black-studded as well, obviously. I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
It was. There's a lot there.
Black-studded?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we'll do a quick non-spoiler on this. Hashi, go ahead.
You put me in the spot.
Just context. Larry ain't seen this, but he might be asking us some questions, some hard-hitting questions.
I got some questions for y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so a poor American accent. Sorry.
I did the same thing, but don't worry. Actually, go ahead.
So this is a kind of a retelling of a biblical kind of story.
Yeah.
About kind of Jesus and kind of characters that, like, tangentially associated with kind of Jesus, stuff like that, and the story, and I mean, in terms of from the Bible and stuff like that. And the interesting part of this film is that it's from a character who is kind of on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
And someone who isn't of a high station, but wants to kind of make something of his life and of himself. So that's kind of the best way for me to kind of describe the movie without spoiling, because I'm really, really
like
bad
it?
At it.
But did you like it?
Did I like the film?
Did you like the film?
I liked the film a lot. This was a really, really fun film.
Yeah.
This was like so funny. This was a great cinema film. Like, I watched it at the festival, watched it again as well. I watched the London Film Festival, watched it again recently. Just a really, really fun film, really, really well made. Great scripts, great characters, great acting, and for me, James Samuel, I've loved everything he's done up to this point, and I'm just so glad that this was great as well, man. So yeah.
For me, I'm so glad this movie was made. Again, it was beautiful. For me, it was a masterpiece. I know it's not going to be for everyone. For me, it was a masterpiece. It did everything right by doing stuff wrong. Like accents and stuff like that. It was all over the gaff.
Yes.
All over the place. I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
Like Napoleon bad accent?
No. Worse.
They had guys where it's like, some guys had African accents.
You had Omar Sy.
Some guys that did.
You had brothers doing Nigerian accents.
Nigerian accent, who was far from Nigerian. You had Omar Sy, was sometimes French, sometimes
doing some kind of weird English.
Yeah, and then you had Lakeith, and the beauty. This is why I love this guy. When he was Clarence, his accent was all over the shop. It was bad.
Yes.
But when he was his twin brother, his accent was brilliant. A brilliant English accent.
Yes.
So. Again, the reason why I love this, it was a fun time. As you lot say, it was a fun time. And again, there's a load of stuff that within the movie that people would normally take serious.
Yeah.
It told you it's not taking it serious. So for those people coming to the movie thinking, oh, that's blasphemy, it was satire.
Yeah.
There is no ifs or buts about it. You can't mistake this for people being disrespectful to certain religions. It was complete satire.
Yeah.
And it sort of respected religion as well while doing it. It was so fun, man. Honestly, I found myself laughing in scenes that I should never be laughing at.
And also, this movie had something to say about religion.
100%.
And about belief as well, which was so surprising. I mean, to have that in like a comedy, basically,
yes.
Like, it's so profound.
What was profound to me as well, it had a conversation about the black experience as well. So many facets of the black experience. So you had certain people taking themselves way too serious.
Yeah.
And then you have other people trying to just, as you say, trying to just fit in or trying to just hustle.
Yeah.
You had other people just like criticizing the other, like David
Yellow
guy, he is comedic genius in this. Oh, man.
I've never seen him be bad.
He's so funny.
And he was so funny in this.
Like, seriously, when you're trying to take him serious, and then he. Anyway.
I thought you was going to say you didn't like it based
on
your...
I just wanted to talk
about
it.
That's why I said, oh, no. I was like, oh, no. I'm glad this is getting glowing.
You're going to love this, honestly. And, like, for Lakeith to play two different characters, to do it so differently, and it just be so fun. Like, he plays two different characters. It's just so funny.
That's how you play. Like, so Flash, yeah. What's his name? Who done the Flash? The director done the Flash.
Andy Muschietti.
That's how you run two guys doing the same characters. That's how you do it.
What about the Kray twins with what's his name?
No, that's
Tom Hardy.
I don't mind how they did that.
That was good. I thought that was good.
I didn't think the movie was great, but I didn't mind how they did the two characters. Yeah.
But this is how you do it. Fun.
Yes.
And go on.
For me, also, like, even there's some kind of cameos from. Are we gonna go into spoilers yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, there's some great kind of cameo performances. But the biggest thing for me is also the kind of like the directing in regards to kind of like some of the shots, some of the kind of the musical interludes and the way that the score really, really kind of adds to the film as well. Yeah. And for me to later then find out that James Samuel like worked on a lot of the kind of like music for the film kind of just adds to the kind of greatness of the film, because like he's not only did he write it, direct it, he also did, you know what I mean? It's just crazy, honestly.
My one criticism, but one sort of hold up on when someone does something so good is people tend to say, oh, give him the keys after one great.
Nah, you've got to.
Yeah.
Only keep.
Do your 10,000 hours and then.
But this one is one of those, I almost want to say, give him the keys.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Go on, man.
I'm a bit torn on this movie, man.
Interesting.
I thought it was super fun.
Yeah.
But I thought they didn't know, I feel like sometimes they didn't know what they wanted to do with tone. Like, sometimes the tone was like super serious, and then sometimes it wasn't. And then I was like, how am I meant to feel in these moments? Do you know what I mean? But like you lot said, it was super fun. Soundtrack was fantastic. Yeah. Honestly, anytime a song came on, I felt like doing a little dance and stuff. There was a D'Angelo Jay-Z song.
Yeah.
I was like, this is great, man. there was obviously, we're going to get into spoilers, but there was a club scene. I think it was my favorite scene in the movie.
Is the music like current?
It's like, R&B and soul.
So, like, songs we all know.
I don't know how popular they are, innit? Okay. I've never heard them.
Okay,
but when you hear them, you're like, oh, this sounds like now, maybe, or 90s, maybe.
Some Afrobeats is crazy.
There was one thing, do you remember we reviewed the Marvels and you enjoyed that sort of the singing planet? Singing and dancing planet.
Did I enjoy that?
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
No,
that's how you do it. You see windows in the
that's
club?
How you
this
do
is
it.
How you do it.
Yeah. But they weren't singing in this though.
No, but you know what I mean? Having that sort of joyful and gleeful moment, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Because they was even coordinating the vibe.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I felt like I could join in, like, just.
But I don't know. It's just like, it was a weird one. I was just torn. I don't know. At the end of it, I wasn't sure how I felt. There was a scene in the end, obviously, that was just pretty hard to watch.
Yeah.
That was pretty sad. I thought there were some characters I feel like should have been more fleshed out, like his brother.
Yes, I do.
Because there was a scene towards the end that I feel just wasn't earned.
Yes.
Personally. Yeah. But overall, fun movie for real, honestly. The blasphemous takes and things like that from some people. I mean, if you're super religious, I can understand it, but I didn't look. Obviously, as a Muslim, like, obviously, I love, respect Jesus and stuff like that, innit, stuff like that. But I thought they did it in a way where it was just kind of like, I don't know, like I don't know. I guess I wasn't offended, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
But fun movie, man. You want to get into spoilers?
Yes, please.
All right, let's get into spoilers. Before we get into spoilers, guys, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell so you know when the videos are coming out. And socials are down below. Everything Lowry, all of his socials are down below too, so get to following. Hey, man, that club scene, man.
It was cold.
When they walked in.
Yeah.
I was like,
they start dancing. Yeah. The whole kind of dance sequence in there. This is great, man.
They were going crazy. But first of all, it's split into three books.
Yeah.
I didn't know apostle is apostle and not apostle.
Yeah, apostle.
I didn't know that. I thought it was apostle.
No, it's apostle.
That is what you call a moment, right?
Yeah. Not, that is. So you all knew this whole time it was apostle.
Apostle, yeah, of course. Apostle, yeah. Yeah.
So we've got this thing, yeah, where Mo tends to sort of
We've got this thing where he has
a moment, yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Clarence had the same moment. His brother had the same, it's apostle, it's not apostle.
Can I answer that? That was written for Clarence.
Yes, that was written.
This is you in real life. so it's a
like something
moment
where everyone knows.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, okay.
And he knows, and he's like, huh? And he does this visibly, go, huh?
I had no idea.
Yeah. So it's a moment, yeah. So he's had a few of those.
Okay.
But this is a genuine moment. But yeah, it's a puzzle.
Yeah.
But
these guys just hate people being educated. So it's such a sad thing, man. Oh my goodness. But yeah, split into three books: 13 Apostle, the new Messiah,
yeah,
and Crucifixion.
Yep.
Obviously, it starts off with, you know, Clarence trying to, I guess, the chariot scene, and you got Tiana Taylor and all of that stuff. Which Tiana Taylor? That was Tiana Taylor, yeah. Mary Magdalene.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think she's so underrated as an actress. Oh, yeah,
she's quality.
She's in a movie.
1001.
Yeah.
She's so good. She's so good in that. Yeah, I don't know, man. What did you guys think about? I just wanted to ask this because I was thinking about it. What did you guys think about them being drug dealers? Like, this being a primarily black movie.
Yeah, but again,
and they chose them to be like the drug dealers.
See, I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it because, as I said,
they were selling that leg and weed.
I just threw everything out. I thought, you know, I'm just going to have fun. I didn't mind the fact that was their sort of chosen medium to hustle.
Yeah.
Not by any other means. It was that. Yeah. So I didn't mind it.
And I think the visual kind of conceit of the leg and weed is the fact that once you start smoking it, you start levitating. And there's a whole scene, yeah, where everyone's levitating. It's just it's the funniest thing ever. And then the score kind of like crescendo. It's just great, man, honestly.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
You know the crazy thing about it? Like, even though I knew he was in it, but when Benedict Cumberbatch came in,
I didn't know
it was him.
You didn't know it was him?
Not the first time when I saw him, I was like...
I clocked him as soon as I saw his face, but I didn't know he was in the movie.
It was a fantastic payoff. So basically... Benedict Cumberbatch is in the film, but he's like a poor person constantly asking people for money throughout the whole film.
Yeah.
And he's proper, like, his face is so dirty. Larry, he looks like he's black.
He's in blackface.
Tropic Thunder?
It's meant to be like soot and dirt and stuff, yeah. But like, it's all black.
So basically, and then the thing is, where everyone's thinking he's black as well. So. So then they take him to go get clean, and then when he comes out, he basically looks like Jesus.
White Jesus.
You know the typical image of Jesus, the hair and the red.
Yeah.
He looked exactly like that.
It got the biggest pop once he comes out and he's clean, everyone's looking at him, and then we get the reveal on camera. The biggest laugh for the film
they said the women said they like cleaned him. They're like, oh my God, he looks like Jesus. The other guy's like, you ain't even seen Jesus. Like, what do you mean?
See, I like comedy. It's like Dave Chappelle type comedy.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, but there's a hidden message behind it.
Exactly.
Like, I do like that.
And I think when the movie like becomes more poignant and serious, when you actually see the real Jesus, I forgot the actors who they cast in it. Very, very good actor.
He was in Top Boy.
He was in
Top Boy Summer House before.
Yes.
I'm going to get his name.
Very,
now.
Very good actor.
Is it Michael Ward?
No.
He's in the film. Though.
Nicholas Pinnock.
Yeah, Michael Ward was, I think, Judas.
He was Judas. Yeah.
And I have an issue with Michael Ward.
He's always a villain, isn't he? He's always a bad guy.
That's his issue. Michael Ward is a really, really good actor. He was in, I think, Empire of Light.
Bob Marley as well.
Sam Mendes movie.
Yes.
But wasn't a great movie, but it was a good performance. One Love, he's the shooter. Exactly. So I just think he's been kind of typecast. He was in a recent film on Netflix called The Beautiful Game about the homeless World Cup.
I ain't watched that yet.
Yeah. I want to watch that. And that's more of a sympathetic character for him, so I'll be interested to see him in that. But generally, I'm kind of worried that my guy's been typecast. He's just a bad guy.
I was going to say, like, I was expecting Michael to have kind of elevated to that next level, kind of like Damson, just underneath Damson. But I haven't seen it yet. What I've seen Michael in, apparently he's done a few plays and he's done well in theatre shows and stuff. But yeah, I have been hoping for him to ascend to that next level.
Yeah. Exactly, man. Yeah.
Nah, so maybe this Netflix film was him trying to break out of that mould.
Yeah, no, I hope so. Like, with this Book of Clowns, which is so fun, like going back to what I was saying, David Oyelowo,
he is so funny. That scene, innit? The baptism scene.
He boxed him and he was
smacks him, innit?
He was John the Baptist.
He was John the Baptist.
Okay. With a Nigerian accent. Yeah. It's just fantastic.
he held him, and then who's the guy? Who's Keith? Lakeith Stanford?
Who's getting baptized?
Lakeith.
Clarence.
Yeah. What's his boy's name?
Elijah.
Yeah. He's funny.
His sidekick is
so funny. But then you have, again, the star stud, you have
RJ Seiler.
You have
RJ
You have Caleb McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have everybody.
Omar Sy.
Everybody's
also, in this. Also, you have James McAvoy.
He was brilliant as
the head of the Roman Legion.
You've got Alfre Woodard as well.
Yes, Alfre Woodard. Yeah.
Bro, you've got so much. And you know who, again, she's absolutely stunning, gorgeous.
Anna Diop. Varinia.
Hey.
Let me get a second. Watch your head nod.
You guys are finished.
No, I know my missus is not going to watch this episode, innit? No, but seriously, like they treated, they did well.
It was slightly predictable though. Like you see him obviously starting out not believing in God. You know how this is going to go.
Yes, yeah.
Especially with, they started the movie with the image of him on the cross, crucified as well. Mm-hmm. So you know kind of we're going towards that and he's going to be a believer by the end of it.
Hence the reason why I thought that this film wasn't disrespectful to the religion of Christianity at all. Because it was showing you not only the power of belief, but also what doing the right thing does in life, stuff like that.
Similar to Bruce Almighty then?
Yes, yeah, very similar to that, yeah. Someone who starts from a
non-believer.
Becomes
gets powers, starts doing the wrong things.
Yes. And they're of his ways.
I don't know if anyone's like well-versed in the Bible. I've read some of it. I haven't read all of it. But do some people believe that it wasn't Jesus that was crucified and it was someone else that they thought was... Jesus.
No. I think
everyone believes that
Jesus was crucified. Is the fact that was he risen from? What was he sort of?
But is there a sect of Christianity that believes it wasn't actually Jesus?
I can't speak on that. I don't know.
Because that's what they were going for, right? No, in this, because it wasn't him. Jesus was the one that the top boy character.
Yeah.
So, how does that work?
I think that was just a conceit of this film. Yeah, but I think from my understanding,
it was the messiahs they were running up the messiahs, and it was sort of like a switch and bait thing by making obviously Clarence being a so-called messiah as well as the Jesus character and Benedict Cumberbatch as well.
To be fair, the Jesus character did say, "I'm going to be crucified in 3 days."
Yes. So the thing is, for me, I thought this was kind of like a similar to kind of Quentin Tarantino, and it's like a revisionist history kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's what I took the end of the film to be.
That's why
I took it to be, and I believe Christian. Correct me if I'm wrong. They believe Christians believe that Jesus died for their sins.
Mm-hmm.
So hence the reason why he was. And this movie just changes, flips that basically.
This movie was so fun. I'm genuinely gonna go watch this a few more times.
Same. I want to watch it again. Funny. I definitely want to watch it again.
There's so many scenes that I felt I didn't have time to enjoy it.
Yeah, because when I watched this recently, I had to go pick up my brothers from somewhere. From Westfield, and then I'll explain the movie to them, and it's like we need to watch it. I don't mind watching it.
My thing is the reason why I said, because I wanted to watch this with my missus so we could have fun together. I watched this one by myself in it because I wanted her to experience to have like laughs, because I know the stuff that she'll laugh at, but there's stuff I wanted to sort of get her take and laugh with. It's a movie that you have to watch with people. Watching it by yourself is fun, but watching with people you banter.
It's a fantastic night. Also, great cinema film.
By the way, the language. That like the way they spoke in the movie, it was almost modern-ish.
Yes.
Okay.
Like they had the slang brought into it, like shekels on shekels and things like that. And they, like,
it,
there was
what,
a moment.
What did he say? Was it peace be with your?
Peace be unto you.
Peace be.
Yeah. There was. I think my first proper laugh was when he was like, "Can you bleep things out?" By the way,
would
you rather I don't say?
It? Go for it.
There was always like, "I'm gonna be the new Messiah," and then all Messiah's like, "What?" I don't know why that made me laugh, but so we get into that. What did you think of all of that stuff, like him doing the miracles and things? He's like, "One miracle a day." He's
like, "Do me."
It's
the one.
Honestly, it's funny.
The montage was quite funny. I ain't gonna lie. But I don't know, man. Obviously, he's a guy that's he feels like people think he's a nobody. And he wants to be respected as much as Jesus, because he doesn't believe. And he thinks like, why he's not respecting this guy?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. He's getting all this money.
He's kind of jealous here.
Yeah. So, but he did a good thing though. He freed the slaves.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Again, that's someone learning like lessons, you know what I mean? From their lived in experience kind of thing.
Character development, huh?
Exactly. There you go, bro.
Set up,
payoff. That's my thing, you know?
What would you say, like, you said the dancing scene was your favorite. What would you say, like...
That was the funnest scene, at least.
But what was your favourite scene in the film?
Baptism. The baptism.
For me, also, when he gets captured by the Romans, and then James McAvoy says to him, "You'll either get killed unless you walk on water."
That was a great scene.
And
he just
He said, I wasn't going to let you drown.
Yeah, somehow he just started walking on water.
That was good because it's almost like he never believed it, but
power of God
made it happen, made it so, again, to prove to him, because he still was in doubt.
Yeah, because the reason why that was my favorite part, because that's the when the film goes full circle, you know what I'm saying? And I thought that was very good. And I thought that having James McAvoy in it was very, very, very good as well. He was so fun. He was in a very, very small scene.
He's so underrated, James McAvoy.
Yeah, he's got a film coming out, which is a remake of a foreign language film called Speak No Evil. That is going to be an outstanding film. And that's going to be one. That's the only one to watch.
We're kind of all over the place, guys. Did you not catch the... when the Romans stopped them, they're like, "Oh, we're looking for someone with the description." Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can tell. The
Pharaoh, but then later on,
we saw him climb out the window.
And he climbs out, climbs out the window, looking like a Pharaoh.
No, I need to watch this.
I'm like, "Oh, that's a good
thing." I think I'm gonna laugh.
It's
so
good. It's
you,
funny.
I think you might.
Because obviously, it's a critiquing a lot of kind of issues of our time.
I was gonna say,
and
that scene was so funny because like. As soon as he steps out, it's exactly what was on the thing. Bro. It was so... Again, that was another huge love.
Because when he showed it, it was one of those situations like...
What are you doing?
Like, what? Are you trying to say we all look alike or something? One of those scenes. Yeah. And then you actually like, oh, okay. Fair enough.
He was like, fair enough, yeah.
Was he jumping out of Mary's room?
What? You know what? Okay, could we jump back? Yeah. So... Again, that Clarence moment when he was speaking to some Mother Mary and he was questioning, like, so the Immaculate Conception. And he was like, Joseph, did you believe it?
So she just, like, became pregnant. Like, it was so funny.
But then he turned to Joseph and said, so did you believe it?
Joseph, do you believe it? Yes, I did believe
it. It was so good.
Because, like, Ray, like, are you sure?
Are you sure, Joseph? Are you sure?
And then she boxed him, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this movie was so fun. I swear to you, so fun.
Oh my God. It does make you think though, because people at that time probably weren't.
Because that would it.
There was many disbelievers, so obviously, innit?
That's like a great sketch. Like, someone asked, would you call it Mary? Joseph, does he really believe that his wife, you know what I mean, got pregnant?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There was a sketch on TikTok about that. It's like, it was like, oh, so.
Oh, the pie.
The pie. Yeah. That is exactly what it is.
That TikTok sketch is genius.
No, but that's exactly what you get in this movie. Okay. So it's so funny.
I reckon
but
you'll again, like this, man. Right. I reckon you'll like this. Yeah.
One quick question. I've just seen the box office so far. It's made just over $6.1 million.
Yeah.
Huh.
It had a budget of 40 million.
Yeah.
So at this pace, it doesn't look like it's going to...
But
why would you... What would you put that to?
It's not landed... maybe in America, but it's not landed on Netflix here yet.
Is it a Netflix movie?
Yeah.
No. It was in cinematic release, no? Wasn't it?
I believe it's
Netflix. It came out on an unlimited screening here in Cineworld.
I don't know anything else. It premiered London Film Festival, and then I think it was released in America.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And then... But America's... Bigger than
to
do 6 million in America is.
I think because people are seeing this film as a religious film maybe, and I don't think again I think a lot of issues like with kind of films not doing well in the last kind of two years since the pandemic is the fact that they're not getting marketed that well. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the marketing is really bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like films, what the real intention of films are not being kind of like. Really kind of shown or kind of like told, like for example, his example was Mean Girls. Like Mean Girls was a musical, not one of the trailers.
Yeah, they purposely left that out because no one liked, well, not no one, but I don't like musicals.
I don't like musicals.
I'm warming up to them, I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, you know what?
That's why I think I might like Joker, man.
The Joker, after seeing the trailer, because I said categorically, I'm not messing with Joker.
You're believing
that. No, now when I saw the trailer, I was
they walked it back. They said it's not a musical. It's got some musical.
They said they had 15 music pieces in there. They said they did.
They're kind of walking it back now.
Yeah, well, I hope they do because what I saw of the trailer, I'm like, yeah. Again, I had that conversation with Gaz from Post Credit Scene and the other guys online. I was like, listen, what I saw of the Joker, yeah, man, take my money, man. I'm gonna watch this.
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch this.
Yeah, man. I don't know if I have any like I just want to say the crucifixion scene that was kind of hard to watch personally. I don't know, like it was they kind of made that seriously like violent and visceral.
Yeah, that was right?
That scene there,
like Passion of the Christ violence.
Yes,
almost because they obviously showed the bit where he's holding the cross and they're just whipping him and stuff like that.
And the hooks come.
That's
no,
my.
No, you saw the nails, and then you kind of knew what was going on.
And that's my issue with the tone of the movie, because you're going through comedy, and then at the end of it, it's just like, this is seriously sad, man.
Yeah. Again, for me, that was showing kind of like what the stakes of the film were. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately.
Mm. But despite all of that, he became a believer.
Yeah.
So.
Quickly before we finish, could we get those questions for
I Larry, was gonna do that, so we got some. Well, you not cool with everything you not said?
Yeah,
we're gonna.
Oh, cool, quickly rate the movie.
Let's rate the movie SCC score out of 10. So, Hashi, do you wanna go?
8.5.
8.5.
Great film.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it a 7 as well. Yeah, a 7 like Civil War, so that's cool.
Okay.
I've been a bit different to you lot today.
Yeah. You should have been.
It's cool. But yeah.
Have we successfully kind of like...
I'm going to watch this film. Yeah.
Let us know what you think.
I will.
We've got some quick fire questions for you.
All right.
Just a couple. Just a few.
All right, go on.
So yeah, take your time with them. But yeah, I call them quick fire questions. Yeah. Take your time, whatever. All right. Question number one. What is your guilty pleasure movie?
I've got a few.
Okay.
No, we need one, man.
One, I would say Hot Chicks.
Okay.
That's a guilty pleasure film.
That is a proper guilty pleasure one. There's no like erring on the side of caution. That's a guilty pleasure.
I was gonna lie to you, like I watched that during the pandemic.
Great movie, by the way. Like I love Hot Chicks, but yeah.
Fair enough. What is your favorite movie? You probably
it does change.
Does it change?
Mine changes.
Interesting. Mine has never changed.
For a lot of people, there's a lot in it. Like it's hard to pick like one. Fair enough. But yeah,
because I've got loads. But
give us like two maybe if you want.
Out of my list, I'd say Ratatouille.
Do you know what? Shout out you.
I respect it.
And then because
that is a brilliant film.
That's such a brilliant film. Yeah.
Very well written.
I'll say Goodfellas. Goodfellas is my favorite gangster movie.
So you must have loved the scene in Everything Everywhere All at Once, the Ratatouille scene.
Was it Racket? What's the name of the
Raccoon?
Yeah.
Bro, Ratatouille had me in stitches. You see when the chef was on the top of the fridge,
ready
up to bro. My missus actually was annoyed with me because I was laughing so hard for time.
Ratatouille is the best, my favorite Pixar movie.
Fair. I don't agree, but fair.
Yeah. All right. Lowry, who is the best actor, actress alive at the moment?
Let's see if we get three for three.
Obviously, alive. It has actor. To be at the moment. What's wrong with me?
Damn. It's good. I can't pick. For me, it's got to be between DiCaprio and Denzel.
This is my guy.
Three for three.
Yes, let's go. That's so far we had.
Whenever someone mentions Denzel, these lot just
Denzel. You know the crazy thing.
This is my guy.
The crazy thing about it, obviously, it's not like a race. I'm actually waiting to see when we have a white guest. Let's see what they say. No, seriously. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You lot are going to overrate him, you know. You don't need to be careful.
No, he's not.
What, Denzel?
You lot are going to overrate him.
Is that possible?
No, I think Denzel's filmography is top tier.
It's like Denzel and then everyone else.
No. Stop.
Oh, sorry.
It's DiCaprio is up there as well.
So there's people that can act as well or better than him.
We had an episode where obviously I had to.
Come on.
I had to defend Will Smith. What? And he was defending. Who was defending Denzel?
I was Denzel.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though I knew it was a losing battle, I tried to.
Can I just.
There is actors that act as well or better than him. Stop it. Come on.
By the way, this guy's favorite actor is a TV actor. It's Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy's my favorite actor right now. He's Cillian. I mean.
Killy.
What you got to say about that?
Killy and Denzel.
I think,
bro, you're telling me. Hold on, stop. I'm not saying he's better. You're telling me Killy doesn't have the talent to match up with a Denzel. If they were in the same movie, you're telling me Denzel's blowing him out of the water.
He's blowing him off the screen about water, bro. He's absolutely.
I think Denzel has that when he comes onto screen.
You have to watch.
You know it's Denzel.
Yeah. Never on the phone. That's what I'm saying.
Like, if Denzel is in Peaky Blinders, people are watching it. Whereas Cillian Murphy, I love Cillian Murphy, but I think your average person wouldn't watch.
No, but that's fine. But I'm talking about the talent. Like, when you look at them and you're like, yo, this scene was incredible. He acted his ass off in this, whatever, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, Cillian Murphy for me is that. I'm not saying he's better than Denzel or anything like that, but you're making it seem like, yo, Denzel.
He ain't had a training day. Oh, you mother.
He hasn't got, like, he's got, no, obviously, Cillian, in terms
of. Don't call him a TV actor. Don't do that.
Okay, you're right. That's a bit mean.
Yeah, we still need to finish off these questions.
Sorry.
Last two questions. Yeah. What's a film you wish was deleted from existence? Gone.
Just caught you in it.
It's done with it.
as in, never existed. But like, I wanted it to be good.
Like, you watched it and you're like, I wish I could have taken my
two hours back. That last Expendables film.
Fair enough.
Yes. You know? Yeah. I was so upset.
Just get rid of it.
I was so upset.
Like, there's bad movies, and I can say, cool.
Love it for that.
Nah, that it's a bad film, but I wouldn't say delete.
Like I said,
brother.
What's that, brother?
But that expendable. Do you know what it is as well? Yeah, I don't like films that take the piss out of the viewership. Like, there's films that Thor obviously tried to make a good film and it just didn't end up. Expendables, the CGI, the dialogue,
so bad.
The acting.
The Deus Ex Machina at the end of that, where.
Bro, they were on the boat and you could see they weren't in the same room as each other.
Yeah.
Like, they were just copied and pasted in.
Yeah.
The rope was staying still and it was being dragged on the water.
Yep.
You know what? At least Thor.
You look upset about it when you say that.
What about that scene in the bar where you can clearly see it's a green screen?
Yeah, it's terrible.
At least with Thor, you can be like, if you watch this with a family, some kids and stuff like that, they would enjoy it.
The floating head bit?
No. You know the thing about it? I was so out of this movie, like, from the jump, yeah? The screaming goats was a thing at the time.
That was funny. Yeah? I'm sorry.
That angered me so much.
That was funny to me, man.
That angered me so much.
All right, last question. What's the last great thing you saw? It can either be a movie or a TV show.
June Part 2. But there's been a few.
Daily News.
American Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
So you're in good company, man.
American Fiction. Yeah, I'll leave it at those two.
Yeah.
Cool.
All
right. That was too bad, right? Yeah.
Thank you, man. Right, appreciate that.
Guys, that was our review for the Book of Clarence and a slight little discussion with Lowry. Guys, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell so you know when the videos are coming out. And let us know in the comments what you guys think of the Book of Clarence as well, if you've seen it. Follow us on the socials. Everything Lowry's socials are down below in the description. And we'll see you guys for more reviews. Peace.
Peace.